Hi there, this is Jeffrey and you're listening to Bite Size MathPie Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about differentiation. As the topic of differentiation is quite wide, we will focus on finding derivatives in this episode. You can refer to the show notes for this episode by visiting bitesizemathpie.com, spelled P-I. It would be easier to have the show notes in front of you as you listen to this episode. To find the derivative of a function y equals fx is to find the gradient of the function. Recall that the gradient formula is gradient equals to the change in y over the change in x, which is equals to delta y over delta x. When finding derivatives, we are concerned with a small difference for y and x, and then reduce the small difference towards zero. We want x to change from x to x plus delta x, and y to change from fx to f of x plus delta x. Putting these into our gradient formula, we have delta y over delta x equals to f x plus delta x minus fx over delta x. We would simplify the right hand side as much as we can and then reduce delta x towards zero. Let's use an example to see how this is done. Consider the function fx equals to x squared. From the gradient formula, we need to find f of x plus delta x. Substituting x plus delta x into our function of fx equals to x squared, we have f of x plus delta x equals to the square of x plus delta x. Expanding, we have x squared plus 2x delta x plus the square of delta x. Putting this into our gradient formula, we have x squared plus 2x delta x plus square of delta x minus x squared over delta x, which is equals to 2x delta x plus square of delta x over delta x. And simplifying, we get 2x plus delta x. To find the derivative, we reduce the small difference, delta x, towards 0. Therefore, the gradient is 2x. So the derivative of x squared is 2x. Reducing a value towards 0 sounds like we're trying to find the limit of the function when x approaches 0. We discussed the topic of limits in episode 7. Go back to that episode if you want to find out about limits. Writing the derivative using limits notation, we get f prime x equals to the limit as delta x tends to 0 of f of x plus delta x minus fx over delta x. The derivative of f equals the limit as delta x goes to 0 of f of x plus delta x minus fx over delta x. There are different ways of expressing finding the derivative. Sometimes we use the notation f prime x to mean the derivative of. So we would write f prime x equals to 2x to mean the derivative of fx equals 2x. Another way of expressing the derivative of is to write ddx, where dx represents reducing delta x to 0. We can consider ddx as being infinitely small or infinitesimal. Hence, ddx of x squared equals to 2x. Remember that we are looking for the gradient or the rate of change given the formula delta y over delta x equals to f x plus delta x minus fx over delta x. Just as we make delta x infinitely small, we also make delta y infinitely small and call it d dy. So another way to express finding a derivative is dy over dx equals to f x plus delta x minus fx over delta x. The process of finding a derivative is called differentiation. D dx x squared is equals to 2x. This means that for the function x squared, the gradient or rate of change at any point is 2x. We can find the gradient of the function at any point. At x equals to 1, the gradient equals to 2 times 1, which is equals to 2. At x equals to 4, the gradient is equals to 2 times 4, which is equals to 8. Here are some derivatives of some common functions. If y is equals to c, where c is a constant, dy dx of c equals to 0. If y equals to x, dy dx of x is equals to 1. If y is equals to mx, where m is a constant, dy dx of mx is equals to m. We can work out the derivatives of these common functions using the limits method. However, it is more common for us to find the derivatives using derivative rules. We'll discuss these derivative rules in the next episode of the podcast. Remember, you can always refer to the show notes to have a look again what we covered in this episode and also attempt some of the practice questions for this episode. The solutions of these practice questions are also available. If you have any questions or feedback about this episode, drop me an email at bitesizemathpie@gmail.com, leave a comment on the website bitesizemathpie.com, or visit the Bite Size MathPie Facebook page. Until the next episode, take a bite of differentiation.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.